The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, thought Cade might be in the field. He wasn't in the field. And, JB just drew up a great play. We didn't have the backside protected. That was just a really well-executed play. And then I just made a serious mental error, there at the end. That's on me. I feel horrible about it. There's really no excuse for that. I'm 17 years in. We had talked about it in the huddle. I knew that we didn't have anything. I just got emotional and reactive on that, and I just made a horrendous mistake there at the end. It's a shame, because we really fought back. We had some great defensive possessions, hustle possessions, those 50-50 balls, and then Tyler was just sensational. You don't want it to come down to a mental error like that. You just would have liked to have seen this go double overtime. That's the kind of game it felt like. It deserved to go double OT and not have somebody get in the way of that. And unfortunately, even as a veteran coach, I got in the way of that.
Wow. Never thought we would come in with all the things going on in sports right now and unbelievable game both ways. Unbelievable overtime game last night, right down to the wire. And Tyler Hero, you heard him talking about that, was Eric Spoelstra, goes for 40 points. Tyler is turning this into his team. He was unbelievable, especially in the fourth quarter. You score 40 points and you have 18 of them in the fourth, and he was knocking them down from downtown. 14 of 27 from the field, 10 of 17 on threes, tied a record for the Heat. And as I said, 18 in the fourth, and it comes down to, no lie, never thought I'd hear this one. Eric Spoelstra called a timeout with a second left, and he didn't have a timeout, which is a technical. That's how they lose. No timeouts left. He said he was just in the huddle saying, hey, guys, we don't have any timeouts left. And he literally got caught up in the game. And Spo ripped Spo pretty good. There's nothing else he can say except Tyler had a really good game. I loved our defense and our effort. And I really screwed up. It's just weird. We've seen other coaches do that. Spo's unbelievable as a coach. He really is. I think everybody knows. I think we're all done of the days of Spo shouldn't be the coach, and LeBron, if LeBron wants somebody else, he should. I know, we're done with all that. He's got a resume now that's pretty impressive. But, man, I couldn't believe it. I had to see it this morning. I was like, no. And everybody knew. Announcers, you heard Jax. They're just going to have to hurry up this second and basically getting ready to go into double overtime. And no, they're not. Spo steps out and calls a timeout, and he goes, hey, okay, we won't be going to double overtime. So that was a crazy one. We say good morning. We got a lot of stuff to get to, man. The college football playoff rankings are out. And somehow Miami, after that loss, and the way that defense is playing, stayed in the top 10. Comes in at ninth. And so we'll talk more about that. They got a week off to try to fix things up. I don't know if they can. this defense, and everybody's got a little different opinion on all these things with the team. I want to just say this. I saw a bunch of stuff because this is what we do to get rid of Lance Guidry, who last year, just so you know, had offers to go to a lot of places, including LSU. He's a very well-respected defensive coach. And I get right now, I'm as frustrated as everybody else that all these guys have just playing so poorly. Tackling, mental mistakes, assignment mistakes. You can go through the list, and they do it all. One-on-one tackles, getting off blocks. I mean, all the things that defensive coordinators and we as fans want to see is not happening. It's happening from the transfer portal dudes. It's happening from the guys that are supposed to be really good, that we look so good early in the season. And honestly, they've gotten worse. So I don't know. And usually, I'll be honest with you, at the end of the season, and this happens week after week, and I don't know if you can fix it a whole bunch. They got some stops in there, but without the stops, the four or five that they had in the game to force them to punt, they gave up a lot of big run plays, inside, outside. It's frustrating, even throwing screens outside, and you're like, you got three or four guys around and thinking somebody's going to make an aggressive play, and instead they kind of tippy-toe around the blocks and just kind of let the guy go in for a touchdown. So there's a lot of frustration and try to fix it. And I know they're playing a lot of young guys trying. And so everybody's got their flavor. But I love this one that we do as fans. You do as fans. I do a lot of things as a fan because I get caught up in things way too much, especially when I'm watching in my hotel room or in my house. But getting rid of a guy like he's got to go right now on the Lance Guidry thing is not the answer. I saw some of the social media stuff, and Lance Guidry, and this has not been, it doesn't look great for his resume, none of it. Where they are, thought it was a passing thing, now it's a running thing, and the secondary, and why aren't the linebackers playing better, and we got defensive linemen that it's hard for me to see so many defensive ends get caught inside with no support outside. It's just really frustrating to watch. So we got that. We've got a bunch of other stuff, including Miami Dolphins, who, by the way, I saw some articles. Yeah, that was great, but it's too late. It's really not too late. That 7 spot that I told you about last week and I got blasted for, just hammered. Here, last, like, company boy, and I just want to tell you, that 7 spot is alive and well. Now, I waited and watched the games on Sunday, and I watched the Denver Broncos get a short field goal. They had the game. Short field goal. Short extra point field goal. Got it close, lined it up where he wanted it. I mean, they really played around at the end. And they got it blocked. Not only did the offensive line get K backwards like I've never seen on an extra point or a field goal by your offensive line, I thought the kicker, just watching it, just my eyeball said he kicked it low. That kick has got to be up high. You don't have to worry about distance. You get a little bit lower on that football, which these guys do for a living, get it up so nobody can touch it or make it a lot more difficult to touch. It was so bad, Mike Westhoff, the special teams coach, I don't know if they let him go or he said, F it, but he is done. He's going to be back in Fort Myers a couple of days. We got to get him on. I got to find out. We got to get in to see what the hell happened. So anyway, we got help there because the Broncos are now 5-5 in the last spot. And I'm just not sold on them. Cincinnati, I think, is the best of the group, and they got to play in that conference where you got to win in shootouts. And they just scored enough points to beat 4 teams and lost twice to Baltimore. So they're 4-6. I'm going to tell you, not only is the 7th spot open, I think 9-8 is going to be the 7th spot the way it sits right now in the AFC. The Jets look terrible. They've now got three wins, and, you know, the Aaron Rodgers stuff, you could have seen it yesterday, and he's talking about what it takes and all the things that have made him. He basically was going into his past yesterday, and we're just talking about his overall work, which is stuff you should do when you're retired, and then you look at your MVPs and what it takes and going back to what you did at Green Bay and all that. But anyway, you're in pretty good shape. You're in pretty good shape. And the next 2 weeks, you know the situation. Vegas and New England come to town. Raiders and Patriots come to town the next 2 weeks. And then a short week on Thanksgiving, we are going to go up and we're going to have the last game up in Green Bay against the Green Bay Packers, who are a good team. But they, they've at 3-6, they've jumped right back in that last spot. Now, that last spot has not been very good to us the last 24 years, so you know. And I'm giving you the real picture of this whole thing because I've seen them all up close. And the 7th spot in Pittsburgh was not good. The 7th spot in Kansas City was not good. The 7th spot or 6th spot was not good in Buffalo. It hasn't been good. And as of right now, if you're looking and you're drinking my Kool-Aid, and there's still a lot of football left, but if you're drinking my Kool-Aid, and this team plays and starting to play the way they did, especially on the defensive side of the ball, we'll get in. We got a lot of stuff we'll get into with that. And the injury gets caught up on a signing and a lot of other stuff for Dolphin fans this morning. We'll have all that for you. But I do want to let you know that 7th spot is alive. And I'll just tell you right now, some of the same characters are going to be waiting for you if you get in that wild card position. It could be another trip to Pittsburgh. Could be another trip to Buffalo. As you know, the number 1 seed gets the week off, and that 2 seed and 7 seed will play each other. And it's not necessarily going to work. Now, we weren't exactly a 7 seed last year. We were a little higher, but we had to go to Kansas City in that freezing weather. And so you could be in that situation again. I still think Baltimore is really good, although their defense and their secondary is just god-awful right now. So I don't know how far they're going to go as good as their offense is. But I did want to just reach out and let you know, man, it's not over. It's not over. That win, by the way, that defensive win that they had, 23-15, is just a reminder. And that young Rams team is going to be really, really good. That Rams team hit on a lot of draft picks for next couple years on the cheap. They went out, and boy, did they figure out the draft. My God, some of the players they have. All right, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, and I can't say enough. You know, we talk about coaches, usually bad. We very seldom here, we blame coaches for everything. We blame coaches when we're having a bad day at work. Sometimes things aren't good at home. We blame when you're real hardcore. But Anthony Weaver, you made it a lot better. Defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins, to think that this defense played the way they did in that game was against that really good receiving core and didn't allow them, got after it, mixed up the coverages, unbelievable, down in the red zone, things they were doing, just a really good, and got a lot of guys playing well. And he's got a lot of guys playing well because he's putting them in positions where they can do the things they do best. So good stuff, man, good stuff. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, but before we go to break, you know what? There's something big coming up, and I talked to Dr. Swartzen about this at Baptist Health because he's going to be a big part of it, and he's a guy I go to. But I want to let you know, we've heard it, men have to be strong and men have to be tough, but when it comes to our health, we need to be smart, especially when you get to that age about 45 or older. That's why I invite you to join Alonzo Mourning, another special guest, including Dan Marino. I talked to Big Fella. He's going. Ed Jovanovski at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit, and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities. They're going to have giveaways and raffles for autograph prizes and more. Goldie Ghost, my man Goldie, Steve Goldstein, is going to be there as well. There's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. By the way, it saved his life, and it can save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime. Saturday, November 16th. It's this Saturday, by the way. I quit saying the date. 9:30 to 12 at the Kaseya Center where the Heat play, 2.5 hours. Hopefully you'll be able to get out there, not only talk and meet some of the greats to ever play here in South Florida, but also get yourself, find out more information so as we get older, we can stay healthy. Make sure you make it part of what you've got going on this Saturday.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning to Tara. But man, hey, Woody, when you don't work for a couple days, all of a sudden you got a short week. It's Wednesday already, and we got a lot of stuff going on right now. It's still weird, man. I know most people, a lot of people don't care. I don't want to say most. I'm not here to do percentages, Woody, but enter Miami. I can't believe they're out of this thing. If there was a team in town that I thought was going to have an easy run, as Inter Miami's now our fifth professional sport down here. We've got them all. That I thought was going to make a nice, clean run into the finals and win it all and just make it unbelievable to lose in the first round to a team that has like a quarter, maybe less of their payroll, if we're to be honest. And we get into Apple TV and Adidas and jerseys and everything that's going on to basically load up this team of former Barcelona players still playing at a high level, still some of the best players even in their mid-30s or late 30s, and for them to lose. And by the way, win game one and then lose the last two, including the last one at home, is incredible. And I can't even imagine Apple. I'm trying to think of all the other. And Woody, if we're missing anybody, Adidas, Apple TV, how they must feel knowing they're out of the playoffs the rest of the way.
If Apple was ever going to call one in, that would have been the
watch the messy. Yeah, that they didn't call with
man.
When they went to penalty minutes, you were, is that what it's called? Penalty minutes? What am I right about that? Extra time?
Yeah, extra time's fine.
Yeah, okay. Extra time. If the Apple folks didn't call going, hey, I don't care what it takes, get them a damn kick.
Man, that's brutal to see those guys get knocked out. That Atlanta team wasn't even very good. They were like the last seeded team in that whole deal.
I don't know, but they were good enough to win that damn game after you break records for not only the Messi factor, which is always number one, and good for business. He fills up everybody's stadium around the country. We appreciate that in the regular season when he did play. And you're thinking, all right, he's back, he's healthy, and all that, and now it's going to be good because he's actually got a really good team. Even when he was out, by the way, they're winning a lot of games. They won most games when he was out. Nobody talked about it because he wasn't playing, but they were really good when he didn't play. They break a record for MLS points. And they're out. Just done. So that thing goes away. And so we get into the college football playoff rankings now. We still got lots of football left. By the way, last week we talked with you, especially when you were out on a little trip, and we talked a lot last week about the upset bugs were going to start right away. Little did I know, although I was a little concerned, that Georgia Tech was going to pull one of those upsets on Miami, and sure enough, it happened. Ole Miss, of course, beat up Georgia. And that's a big shakeup as well in the college football playoff rankings with that. Now Ole Miss, and they're in Lane Kiffin's got his team in the party. By the way, it's a weird one. George is in the 12th spot in the rankings, but wouldn't be in if it started because Boise State is going to win that conference if they finish out. And so they would be the last one in and Georgia would be out. Is that weird? As good as Georgia's been. So anyway, we'll have a lot more on that later in the week as four of the top five are Big Ten schools and then five in the bottom half. Right now in the top 12, five are SEC schools, as those two, as expected, are the two strong conferences that right now would be, you'd be seeing a lot of their games in the playoffs. So anyway, can the Canes fix their D and what they can do? And listen, I did, and Woody, he played everybody. He is, man. He's got names. They are like, okay, Lance Guidry's throwing a lot of people out there right now and trying to figure out, you know, who can play and who's going to make plays, who can he count on to not make mental mistakes, and who can physically play at a high enough level to give this team a chance. And right now, I'm zoned in on these last two. I'm not looking ahead to that ACC championship game, and if you are, you're making a big-ass mistake right now. You better start talking like Mario Cristobal. Next game, and that's it. Fix it and get ready for the next game. So that will be a big one. Of course, the Miami Dolphins, a lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of stuff, mostly good, coming out of that game. Well, the most important thing is you get a win defensively. I thought it was going to be a shootout. It wasn't, as the Rams could not get in the end zone with a touchdown. Five field goals in that game. Five field goals in that game, and Miami starts to look a lot better defensively. Still playing a lot better offensively than they were, obviously, before Tua came back. So the numbers, he did not play as well as he did the game before against Buffalo. He did not have that kind of game. And did some things, and I know a lot of people made a big deal about this for the Tua stuff. So it's funny because some old school people will say, he threw an interception, man, you got to go over and make the tackle. And a lot of us are saying, you know what, Tua, you let one of your teammates make that tackle. I don't know how close it was, Woody. I haven't seen a close-up of it. I saw it once. But he takes a direct hit on a guy's knee running full speed, and he hits his helmet because he went down low. He hits that helmet. There's a good chance we lose Tua. And he makes.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, man. He makes was a reckless great tackle out there. You know, he held on to the ball too long.
He did hold
I think
on.
Was one of the issues,
he
right?
Did he hold
took,
on the
he
ball.
He took a lot more hits than you'd like to see. And the sad thing is, and we know this, if he goes down one more time, then it's really over.
Well, the season's
right?
over.
I mean,
for
yeah,
sure.
That, you know, this, I don't this talk, say his career, but yeah, but it's definitely the season would definitely be over.
This talk
at the very least.
This talk of Tua stuff. So my thing.
I mean, the playoff talk though is like you have to understand is very bizarre, right? Because we've gone from the swings of like this could be the worst team in football to now we're trying to make the playoffs again.
We were one of the worst teams during that four games.
Oh, yeah, they were scoring 15 points a game.
No, you're scoring like a 10.
Well, actually, yeah, less than that during the stretch, yes.
Yeah, we got the number out to 15 now that we've had some 27s in there. Yeah, so.
But, like, I don't know, man, what's the reality, right? I think the reality might be somewhere in between. Like, they're obviously not the worst team in football. If you watch on Sunday, there's some really brutal, brutal teams out there.
Oh, they've moved up to the middle of the pack with the way they're playing. They moved up the middle
okay,
of the pack.
And that's fine, but like again, you know, mediocre is not where you want to be in that league,
so,
and I feel like that's where they're kind of destined to be. They're like a 500 type team.
They're trying to get – listen, that 9-8's got to be the goal right now. That 9-win thing has to be the goal because the only thing that's really open right now is a 7 spot. And by the way, you still need some help ahead of you. Like if Denver gets hot for some reason and gets it to 10 wins, you could be in trouble. But, I mean, they just gave one away. I mean, they gave a big – when Denver looks back at this season, I don't know what's going to happen. You can't, you know, it's one thing, a guy misses a 50-yard field goal in bad weather on the road. You're going, okay. Nobody's going, well, that, but you lose a chip shot after getting the ball back and getting some first downs to get the ball. They actually shut their offense down in the last minute to kind of get it a little bit closer and asking the kicker where he wanted the ball. I don't know if you saw it, but Bo Nix actually takes the ball and runs it a little bit to the side, to the one hash mark. Because the kicker goes, oh, yeah, that's my sweet spot right there, man, the right hash mark. Woo! That's the one, baby. So they move it over, and all that kicker's got to do is get that ball up. No matter, almost, and listen, the blocking was not very good if you've seen it, and some are blaming the offensive line and some are saying it was a low kick, but the kicker's got one thing to do because he's not kicking a 60-yarder. He's got to hit the ball more, a little bit higher. You kick it low, man. You kick it low and get it as high as you can quickly is all you have to do. Accurate and high is all you have to do. And it gets blocked. And so here we are again talking about Kansas City, who, by the way, what are they, about three games away from getting a number one seed? God, not winning their conference, but not winning the division, but a chance to.
Well, they can win the game this weekend, man.
That's a good game.
I mean, they're going to Buffalo. That is, you talk about a tough game for them.
That
because I don't know where you put Buffalo. We were talking about this yesterday too. Like, Buffalo's got to be. I mean, you certainly make the case of them being the best team in football, but they're at least in the top three overall, right? I think you got the Lions, who are kind of head and shoulders above the teams in that side of things. The Chiefs that are on top, right? I mean,
I think Lions are, yeah.
Lions look really, really good.
Best team. Some people still.
Hell, they won. The guy threw five picks. They won.
Yeah, no, that's. By the way, that might have been. Actually, that might have been the best story of turning the ball over that much.
That grinds your gears, huh? Because that goes against the thing you're always saying about the turnover.
Well, that usually means you're that much better. I see that when Northwestern plays. I don't want to say this. I start to say another school, and some high school be listening going, you had to throw us in there. But, yes, that's usually one of the powerhouse high schools, turns it over five times and still scores 45 points and wins by four touchdowns. But, yeah, that should not happen, especially. Houston's supposed to be one of the four or five best teams. That's a horrible loss to turn over and lose like that. We've got to go to break here, as that's where we are. Hey, listen, man, I'm going to take the seventh seed if we can get it to keep this thing alive. If you've just decided that's not enough for you and you've seen enough and you want to shut it down the rest of the year.
I don't think it's that. I think it's that people don't believe we can get there. I think you're making it out to be like,
well,
let me ask you. But
I didn't say easy, but I'm saying, what do you think will happen?
I think they're
going
to get to the seventh. I don't think they're going to get to the seventh seed.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Just my opinion. I mean, if I was betting on the Dolphins making the playoffs right now, I would bet that they would not.
How about this? How about they win the next two, and they're going to be probably a game out? Do you think they'll win the next two?
I do. Yes, I do. Easily.
And then the schedule, to your point.
But I mean, you just ask, like, I don't think they're going. It's just, if I was betting on it.
You're always
the
first guy.
They also, by the way.
You're always the first guy.
All right, Mr. Number Man. If you go on NFL.com, they put the little probability, the percentage.
I'm not reading stats.
I'm just telling you, they have a 10% chance to make the playoffs.
Watch what happens the next 2 weeks. It'll go up.
Well, I'm sure they take that into account.
Oh, okay. You talk to those guys.
But there's a few teams in front of them. You act like it's just the Broncos. Like, there's a few teams in front of them.
Cincinnati's got a brutal schedule. I said Cincinnati's better. Cincinnati scores 40 points and lose. And Cincinnati, you see that you're aware of that, with that division they play in.
I know, but I'm just telling you, man, like, it's more of a long shot than you're making it out to be, is what I would tell you.
I'm just saying, if there's ever been a time.
3-6.
I know. There's a lot of teams that have two wins.
Yeah, and they're not sitting probably talking about making the playoffs.
Well, the Jets.
They're starting with the first pick.
The Jets have three wins. How's that three wins feel?
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers can't turn down an interview, right?
We got to go. No. He's one that can talk after the game. And I'm like, how do you even show up and do? I was watching it yesterday.
They lost by 30 to the Cardinals.
How do you show up and say anything after you lose the way you did. And it wasn't all him. Listen, man, he had some drop balls, and including his buddy that he couldn't wait to get. By the way, how ironic is that? The guy he gets rid of has a winning touchdown for Pittsburgh. Mike Williams makes a great catch on a Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
They win the game that way, and his guy's dropping balls.
Do you think Rodgers at some point, like, he's like, hey, man, things are going really poorly here?
You know what? He needs to come on one of these shows and go, this is on me.
He just got, I mean, he's just, I don't know if you saw any of that interview. He's just such a smug, I mean, he's such an idiot.
He is, but he's got some great saying. I heard some of the things, like the four things, you know, team first. And I'm going, you talk team? There ain't no team in Aaron Rodgers, brother. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here in the morning. As we keep going on here, rolling on. Yeah, man, I'm still drinking. Hold on, I got some real sweet Kool-Aid. Oh, that was good. Thank you. Hey, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I want to thank Atlantic Men's Clinic, actually, for helping me knock out low T and ED. Thank you. I mean it. Thank you. I know you guys aren't in town, but, boy, I'll tell you what, I got great results. I want to share with everybody that's going through it right now. Happens to men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, where you start to lose your energy, you're tired all the time, and people tell you it's normal, you're getting close to retiring, and you're going, does it really have to be like this? And usually when you lose your energy and you find yourself moody and you become that grumpy old man and your sex drive is gone, which really ruins the weekends, if you're going through it and you don't want it to be that way and you don't want to just be friends full-time, I got to tell you, man, great way to go, Atlantic Men's Clinic. I had great results. I've been telling everybody about it. I did not want to go. The first appointment I had with them, I want you to schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today because I had a great, great results, and I know you will too. You'll meet with their professional staff. They'll give you all the testing, the T and the PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. You do it all. They got 6 locations throughout South Florida. The big thing is I tell everybody when it comes to me and guys talk to me, I've had more men come up to me one-on-one. I appreciate it. Always come up and talk to me about it because you'll hear the same thing I'm saying right now. It works, man. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. The most important thing you can do is set up that first appointment and meet with them, and then you make a decision with great results on the way. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
All right, Joe, before we get back to the show here, I want to let you know you can join WQAM and me at 1 o'clock at the Tamarack Moose Lodge on Rock Island Road in Tamarack coming up this Sunday. This Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Must be there.
Must be there. The Tamarack Moose Lodge, Rock Island Road in Tamarack. We're going to have ice cold beer specials.
Well,
you can also
have cold beer. It's
here's a good one. Get
Sunday.
Yourself entered to win a golf foursome to the Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation. So we got a good one coming up here. A little watch party for you. Sunday, 1 o'clock, the Tamarack Moose Lodge, Rock Island Road in Tamarack. We'll have the promo team and everything out there. So we'll look forward to seeing everyone. Watch a little ball.
Look at you, Woody.
Yeah.
All right, good. You can go out and have a couple?
You know it.
You know I like to have a couple.
Well, you're out here selling hope, so yeah, I got, you know.
Hey, man, I'm selling hope, brother. I'm selling hope.
Everything's going to be all right.
Don't let me down, though, guys. Don't let me down, man. Vegas got all kinds of problems. The Patriots, they actually
They actually look a little more feisty than them.
They got a little more bite to them.
Either that or the Bears are just an utter disaster,
hit. By the way, you get rid of we've seen this pattern through the history of the National Football League. You probably know where I'm going with this. Usually, if the head coach fires a coordinator, you're on deck, right? Like, hey, things are really bad, and people go, yeah, you're on deck. You start getting rid of coordinators during the season or getting rid of staff, putting other guys, you are usually on deck. There's a lot of coaches right now that are on deck. That list is getting bigger and bigger right now with still the second half of the season just kicking off here and get to rolling. So anyway.
By the way, real quick, I like this. This texter said, funny, we have 7-0 Bo, now we have 7-seed Joe.
7-seed Joe. That's, by the way, it's very good.
You 7-0 Bo.
I didn't go 7-0 Bo. I did not see that 7-0. And this is before Tua got hurt. I was not drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oh, we're gonna need a little 7-0 in there at some point here, right?
Got to win.
I mean, you can't lose too many more.
Well, there are teams that are screaming, you must beat us, right? Cleveland's a you must beat us. Jets, now you got to beat the Jets twice. You must beat us. You've got these two games coming up, not to be overlooked, right? Vegas and Patriots, you must win. And then besides those teams that you need to, you know, right now I got a pretty good feel, right, on how good everybody is. And I'm giving the Patriots a little more credit because of what they did to Chicago. That defense, when healthy, is pretty good. It's pretty good. And honestly, the Patriots, without Tua, they had us. I mean, a guy's open in the back of the end zone, didn't get his foot down, or we probably lose that game. They didn't get it. I mean, it's a win. We'll take it. But I just think 9-8 is going to get you in. And the two teams that are ahead of you right now on that spot, and one's a 5-5, it's got the 7 spot right now. So you, and then Cincinnati's behind it. That's a team that could easily, Cincinnati could be sitting here with 2 or 3 losses with what they have. I don't know what happened to their defense. Or maybe it's just when you play Baltimore, they score a lot of points. Because they've gotten them twice now in absolute shootouts and really fun games to watch where Joe Burrow has been really good. It's weird to think that Joe Burrow's having the season he's having and they're 4-6 on the season. That's a weird one. We've got a lot of Dolphin stuff coming up here. Omar's going to join us. He got back from L.A. last night. He's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him. And Brian Baldinger will join us at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to Baldy as well. We've got a lot of stuff there to get to around the NFL. And we'll ask him. But this team needed to get the win, or that thing was done. It was pretty much done, and defense played their best game of the season. They really did. They played their best game against a Rams team that had a couple offensive linemen back, had all their wide receivers, and a really talented young defense, and they were able to get that 23-15 win. We've got a lot more to get to. We'll tell you about some problems on the offensive line right now that popped up. The O-line did not have one of those, another week of really good play. I didn't think they played well at all. Robert Jones is injured and did not play well, and maybe he didn't play well because of the injury, and Austin Jackson is out for the season, a right tackle. So we'll have more of that stuff coming up in the next hour. We'll get you caught up. And by the way, I was wondering when a really good linebacker got cut, who was going to get him? And the Dolphins got the good news on that. So add a little depth of a guy that was really good with Buffalo. And I don't know what happened in Seattle. I don't. I know they're going with younger linebackers. But this player was really good in Buffalo the last few years. So anyway, we'll have a lot more with that as well. So, and if you missed it and you're just joining us in 7 o'clock hour, talking about Eric Spoelstra. Making a mental mistake last night cost his team a win or a chance at a win is just absolutely crazy. Well, if you missed that, happened last night, we'll tell you all about that. That's all coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But first, this morning I want to talk about Loctite. Chev, the CEO, says, hey, man, it's still not over. That's right. Hurricane season is not over. You don't know. It's crazy out there. All you can do, though, as Chev always says at Loctite, he says, there's one thing you can do, everybody out there can do, is protect their home, and we would like to be part of it. We're talking about Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. They do it all, 100% financing, zero down, Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. And I got to tell you, the roofing part of the company, just as good as the folks that put in those windows and doors for you. And I'm just letting you know right now, if it's something you've been thinking about, been holding off, Loctite is doing their part. No interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. So don't wait for the next storm. Get going right now with Loctite. It's something you've been talking about. Give them a call. They're in West Broward. Great people. Very professional. and very competitive with their prices. Loctite Services, the whole Tri-County area, Dave Broward and Palm Beach, they take care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about anything. Just make this phone call, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. Let one of their professionals walk you through it, talk you through it, and get you all set up. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. Call Loctite today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.